If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, people, gather around. We have three very exciting hours coming our way. And I need to start off talking about so many things going on that need attention, including a couple of good films I just saw that you have to see. You know, we're heading forward into winter weather. Now, for those of you living in warm weather destinations year-round who are listening to us, that's a good time of year for you. For the rest of the nation, I don't know, maybe in those wonderful southern places where you have glorious warm weather year-round, there's got to be a time when you just want to throw your body down on something soft and comfortable, even if it's a it's patio furniture and you've got either a TV or some DVD player. There are a couple of films that are out in theaters right now that will be disappearing soon from theaters. And you're going to want to watch for them to show up on places like HBO and Showtime, Stars, whatever, Max Cinema. All those people that show up on premier cable packages and DirecTV kind of things, they'll also show up just a tad prior to them getting onto TV. You'll find them in places like Redbox. I love Redbox. You love Redbox? Marvelous for those movies that we missed in the theater. But there are some films you really ought to see in a cinema, because there's something about the reaction of the audience, the popcorn, the big screen, the stereo sound that add to the experience. And two of those films that are out now that you really need to see are Battle of the Sexes, the story of Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, the tennis people. What a documentary of women in sports, because you actually see outtakes or duplicated, reproduced newscasts with the newscasters of the period. And those people who are brought to you by way of actors playing roles of certain people of the period. And when you hear things that people really believed, like nobody's interested in women's tennis. You'd never sell out a stadium with women playing. Women don't have the wherewithal, the stamina, the skill, the muscle structure to be tennis stars. It's hilarious. If it weren't so gruesome that somebody didn't make this up. If this were done as, if this were a pure fiction that came out of some screenwriter's imagination, audiences would walk out completely disgusted with what an idiot the screenwriter was. I mean, who could have characters saying such things? But these were the things that were said in that period. There's always somebody out there willing to tell an individual or a group of people that they just can't do, they just can't achieve, they just can't be successful because they're not tall enough, brave enough, strong enough. Tall enough makes me think of that movie, Rudy. Did you ever see the movie Rudy? About a really short guy who wants to play football. And that's based on a true story. Rudy would be a good film to get to watch if you're doing, like, you don't feel so wonderful and you just want to veg and watch some movies. Battle of the Sexes and Rudy would be two good films to watch the same day, and maybe throw in Blindsided. Is it Blindsided or Blindside? I think it's Sided. Yeah. I don't know if there's a D at the end of that or not. Another true story about a family that took in a homeless young man in high school and helped him grow into a serious achieving football player. Yeah, that would be, you know, that's like a nice Italian meal that starts with antipasto and goes to pasta and fish and beef and what are those wonderful things called that are stuffed with ricotta cheese? Cannoli. Ah. If you're going to eat those, don't eat the pasta. There must be a million calories in one of those. But you know how it all fits together? Or a Chinese or, you know, Asian fusion meal that starts with, you know, miso soup or wonton soup and goes right through all the right, everything fits together deliciously. Yeah, that would be a nice day. On one of those days when you're just, you know, don't feel up to doing much else, invest your time in a learning experience. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I'm going to tell you about another film you've got to see and what films to see it with right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal through October 29th. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season. And take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
All right, I saw another film I was busting to see, and I have to tell you the funny thing. I wanted to see the film Victoria and Abdul, the story of Queen Victoria at the very end of her life, when she meets a young man from India who is serving on her staff for some events. And it's based on a true story from the journals of the young man, Abdul, who wrote them in one of the languages of India. So when his books were discovered, nobody knew what was in them. And after his death, somebody went through and read the journals. And apparently there was at least one photo of Abdul standing next to Queen Victoria that wasn't destroyed. And it was her darling son, Bertie, King Edward the something. I think the 7th, but I wouldn't swear to that. He was one of the King Edwards, Bertie, named after his father, who was the love of Victoria's life. There are a couple of other good films about Victoria. One is called The Young Victoria or The Young Queen. What is it? I think it's The Young Victoria. Go dig it out, people. You'll find it easily. That's a story of Victoria became queen at a very, very young age. And she was wild about Albert. And this son, Albert, who was called Bertie also, was named for the father. And he wasn't a very nice guy. And he also was responsible for all of the photos and other memorabilia that linked Queen Victoria to Abdul, who was a young guy in his early 20s. And she was, you know, part of the Over the Hill gang. Until very recently, she was the longest reigning queen or monarch of England. And now she's been surpassed in terms of days in office or days of her reign by Queen Elizabeth II. But when she died, Bertie was jealous of this guy, jealous that she held him in high regard. And especially because there's all this anti-ethnic, anti-racial, anti-something, anti-people of India looking down on them in so many ways. And that it was unfathomable to so many that she could have been so supportive of Abdul, and who started out as a servant and who she promoted to be. I can't remember the name. There's a word for it that Indian people use that pretty much means guru or mentor or teacher. And Mushti? Something like Mushti, I am told. Yeah, something like that. I'm close enough. But see the film and learn the word and you'll know too. What a great film. Because you're going to see Balmoral Castle. You're going to see places in England. You're going to see other places. It's wonderful. And the story is great. The acting is marvelous. Judi Dench plays the Queen. Could it be bad? Impossible. Although it didn't get great reviews. I loved it. We'll be right back. More to share with you.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
You're listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, so I was sharing with you two films that you've got to see. One is The Battle of the Sexes. Oh, it's wonderful. The next is Victoria and Abdul. Both are, at the moment, still playing in movie theaters. You'll find them soon in DVD and for rental and purchase and on cable network stations and whatnot. There are two other films. The Viceroy's House, which if you watch Downton Abbey, the guy who played Lord Grantham, the person who was the Lord of the Manor of Downton Abbey, which is actually Highclere Castle in England. It's not that far from London. It's just a little bit north of London. They have on the grounds of Highclere Castle a building that was like the gatekeeper's cottage kind of a house, a stone building. They've turned it into, I think it only has one bedroom. You can have it exclusively for the night. The last time I looked, it was unavailable for like the next year or something crazy because people want to stay there. And it has a ridiculous price tag attached to it. If I'm recalling correctly, it was, if it wasn't £1,000 or more, it was close to that. And the pound sterling's been running at a good rate compared to the US dollar because it's, I didn't look today. I probably should have, but you can go do that. You know how to do that? Go to Google Converter. Go to Google, and in that search box, put Google Converter. And then it'll ask you to click on what currency are you starting with and what monetary currency are you going to. And so you want to put in £1,000 sterling. How much is that in dollars? But you can go first, go to Highclere Castle and look for that cottage on the grounds. And I guess if you're having, you know, it's a honeymoon, it's a benchmarking occasion, it's a special birthday or anniversary, and you want to do something over the top, you might want to stay there if you're doing an England trip. And you can also, they open their exhibits at Highclere Castle dedicated to all things Egyptian during school holidays, so usually sometime in April and July, August, maybe sometime in June as well. They have an exhibit at Highclere Castle you can go and see. And this Egyptian exhibit is all the stuff that was exported out of Egypt when such things were allowed to happen. Pretty much around the same time and maybe later. Probably well into the 20th century before countries like Greece and Egypt and other countries got wise and said, well, even France, for that matter, and Germany, you can't just come in here and lift out fireplaces from random buildings that are no longer being used by people that were once castle homes and whatever. And then they just go in, Americans in particular, and take columns and fireplaces and porticos and amazing artwork and architecture, put it on a ship and send it. A lot of it wound up in those houses that you find that the industrialist Americans who made a fortune from railroading and oil and steel, and they built themselves mansions and palaces like in Europe, and they used a lot of the stuff they took out of places that today you can't do. And there are still things. In the British Museum, there are statues that belong on the Acropolis in Greece, and it makes the Greeks crazy. And I don't blame them. I'm on their side. They deserve to have it back. It's theirs. It's their antiquity. But some Brits came along and said, ah, this looks good. Let's take it off to the British Museum. And they did the same thing in Egypt. With, you know, so it was the great, great somebody, I think it was the third or fourth Lord of Carnarvon, who was the landlord of what you think of as Downton Abbey, Highclere Castle. So I think it's, I don't remember his number anymore. I've interviewed a few times. If you go to sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or travelers411.com, put in Lady Carnarvon, C-O-N-A-R-V-O-N. We'd pronounce it Carnarvon, but, you know, they put the accent on the wrong syllable on the other side of the ocean. So they pronounce it Carnarvon. And it was like the third or fourth lord of Highclere Castle, Carnarvon, who funded Howard Carter and actually went himself, which is one of the things I learned interviewing Lady Fiona Carnarvon, the wife of the current head of the house at Highclere Castle, is that he didn't just fund Howard Carter. He went along on most of the trips to Egypt, and they discovered, uncovered, unearthed, opened King Tut's tomb. And they put a lot of stuff on, I guess, camels or whatever, and got it to water somewhere and shipped it back to England. And you'll find not only lots of it in the British Museum, but you'll also find in New York City at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, there's a whole Egyptian wing. And they took slabs off of walls where you see the hieroglyphic writings, and it's covered now with pieces of glass or acrylic to protect it from people putting their hands on it. But when you go to if you haven't been in New York City to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, there's a floor that's Japanese. You think you just went to Japan. It's amazing. And there's all this stuff from the Knights of whenever, all the armor. And then you've got the whole Egyptian section. You've got the whole Greek section. And again, these are things that, you know, it was okay to just take them as souvenirs and decide they're yours. It's really tragic that the countries themselves don't have artwork, antiquities that really belong to them. But you might as well go to these places. If you're in London, go to the British Museum, have a look. You know, if they have a suggestion box, you can suggest that they return to Greece the, I think it's about six statues that they hauled off of the Acropolis. It'd be nice if they gave them back. They'll give you 41 reasons on why they belong to the Brits, but I don't agree. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I started to tell you about two other films you need to see because they will not only rev up your lust to travel, but they're a great education, and they're both based on true stories. That's interesting. All four of these films, Battle of the Sexes, Victoria and Abdul, The Viceroy's House, and A United Kingdom. The Viceroy's House is about Lord Mountbatten, who was sent as the last viceroy, who was like chief guy in charge in some colonial destination of the Brits. And he was sent to India and live in the viceroy's house. And he would be the last viceroy to live there and oversee the exodus of the Brits and British government and British influence and India taking over its own sovereignty. Now, what's fascinating about this is you'll also learn how the Pakistan story came into being. Because one of the things the British liked to do wherever they went in the world, and I don't know how they managed with some great PR to, you know, you think of the British and you think of them as just, you know, just ethical and charming and everything stops for tea and everything is elegant and, you know, everybody is just so well-bred. But there is amazing bigotry, class consciousness that runs through their entire history. And everywhere they went, Rhodesia, which became Zimbabwe, Botswana, which you will learn about in the United Kingdom, South Africa, the creation of the Israel-Palestine mess, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Pakistan and India, their mode of operation was to go into a country, divide the people into two teams, and set the people against one another. I think it was an attempt, it was like divide and have them fight each other so they didn't unite and fight the Brits. And then the British would oversee everything in a very la-di-da manner. And you see that in Victoria and Abdul. I mean, one of the things that runs through these four films, The Viceroy's House, and then A United Kingdom, which is the story of the emergence of an independent Botswana that the Brits were all over. And it is the true story of a young man, and we see him grow into his maturity, who is the prince of what was called Botswana land, destined to be the king, who is schooled in England at, I think, Oxford. It was Oxford, Cambridge, one of those schools. And he meets an English young woman who is lovely and beautiful and very white. And they want to be married. And they get a lot of grief from the Brits, and they get a lot of grief from his tribe. And it is a magnificent story of overcoming amazing prejudice and the coming of the independence of Botswana. And you have the same theme in the Battle of the Sexes, where women are looked at as inferior. In Victoria and Abdul, where the Indian people are looked at as inferior. In the Viceroy's House, where the Indian and Pakistani people who are emerging as Pakistanis, because that's part of the, you know, divide, conquer, and let them fight with each other, are seen as inferior by the British. And A United Kingdom, where everybody on both sides is looking at somebody else as being not worthy. Because his wife, when Soretzky marries this English girl, really has to earn the respect of the tribal people in Botswana. And the Brits hate her. How could she even think of marrying this African man? What's wrong with her? And so you have this story in each of these films that's all about what happens when people hate. And when I think about that line, what happens when people hate, what happens when people are intolerant, it reminds me of a place in Tennessee that you must go visit. First of all, Tennessee is such a magnificent state. It is gorgeous from end to end. And there is so much American history and then other history, like Nashville and Graceland in Memphis, Elvis's home. And you've got, you know, National Park and Parkland, and you've got just a lot of great stuff going on. Beautiful place and fun things to do. But it right almost smack dab in the middle between Sevierville, where you'll find the gateway to Smoky Mountain National Park, and Memphis at the most western part of Tennessee. Somewhere in the middle, you're going to find Whitwell, Whitewell, Tennessee. A community where I was told during 3-hour-long interviews I did over a period of time with Linda Hooper. You can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com. Put in Whitwell, Whitewell, Tennessee. You're going to get the interviews I did with Linda. And you can listen to them chronologically. So, because the last interview was done at the Whitwell Middle School in Whitwell, Tennessee. Now, listen, people. I've been to the Acropolis in Greece. I've been to Pompeii and to the Forum and to the Colosseum and to the Vatican in Italy. You know, I have been to the Eiffel Tower. I've been to wonderful places in Asia, in South America, in the Caribbean, all over America, in Canada. Why would I want to go to a middle school in the middle of Tennessee, you ask? Well, there's a film you have to see called Paper Clips. And you can buy the DVD relatively inexpensively. They play it online every now and then on HBO or somewhere. It's a documentary that somebody was smart enough to make and truly document the journey of a group of middle school students in the middle of Tennessee, where the faculty and the principal recognized that these kids are all white. They all go to the same church, same denomination. They worship the same way. They play the same way. They live the same way. They have the same values. They grow up together. And there's a population of something like, I don't know, 750 families or 750 people. I forget which. It's little. I think it's 750 families, more or less. Beautiful place. And real estate isn't expensive. If you're looking for a gorgeous place to live, this could be it. But they recognize that these kids are going to grow up. They're going to graduate from high school. They're going to go off to college or maybe off to work or maybe just take a trip. And they're going to find out that the world does not look like them, does not worship like them necessarily. They'll find some people who seem identical to them. But once you get into the greater universe of the planet, that's a strange way to describe it, but yes, the universe of the planet, you're going to find more people who are different from you than are similar. And they wanted them to be prepared to not make snap judgments, not rule people out because the color of their skin, the way they worship, the language that was the first language in their life, not being English, so that they would be tolerant, they would be understanding, they would be accepting of people's differences and know at the end of the day that we're more alike than we are different, even though there are differences. And they set out on a project that ended up creating a film, and truly the shot heard around the world. This so extended beyond this little bitty place called Whitwell, Tennessee, to people all over the world. And they have a library they have created there. And the reason it's called Paperclips is that they set out to request people that they sent letters to please send one paperclip. That was their request, because they wanted to get 6 million paperclips so they would understand how big is 6 million, so that they could understand how intolerance and hate created the Holocaust. And how much is 6 million? And those 6 million paperclips are on display at the Whitwell Middle School, along with a railroad car imported from Germany, sent at the cost of the German government and the German Navy, and the donations of railroads and truckers and a crane operator to bring it to Whitwell, Tennessee. A railroad car that exported Jews from their homes to concentration camps and extermination camps. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I gave you this hour travel-related destinations portrayed in film that you can learn from, be inspired by, and maybe even be motivated to go to some of the places that are depicted in these films. And if you missed the beginning of this hour, remember in the next couple of days you'll be able to go to travelers411.com, where you'll find the podcast. And for 52 weeks, each show stays at our podcast spot. We have two separate sets of podcasts, one for Travel with Stephanie Abrams, which you're listening to now, and one for Travelers 411. And you can download anytime between when a broadcast appears at the podcast, which should happen in the next couple of days. We aim for not later than Wednesday after the weekend that it airs to have it available. Sometimes it's up there quick as a bunny. So you can download the archived audio. Simultaneously, when that archived audio goes up, the podcast goes up. We archive the audio. You can't download that, but it stays forever. So if we've ever talked about a destination, a brand, a person, whatever, an attraction, you're going to find that archived audio long after the podcast is no longer available. And we cross-reference everything in our directory at travelers411.com and the forums there. And you'll find at sabrams.com in the show notes links to the archived audio and to the relevant websites related to whoever it is we interviewed. So if you're just joining us now, here are some films you have to see. They're all terrific. Terrific stories, well acted, marvelous scenery. They're period pieces, so the clothing, the cars, you know, you just learn so much about, if you didn't live through that time period, what life was like during that time period. And starting at the top, Battle of the Sexes, which is really the story of the emergence of women being revered and paid equally or close to equally in the beginning in the world of tennis, an area of athletics, where it was commonly held to be believed that nobody would pay for a ticket to come and see a woman play tennis. So all I have to say to Billie Jean King is, honey, you rock. Because she clearly was, you know, did you ever see the film Norma Rae? Or Made in Dagenham? Now, those are three films that fit together nicely. Norma Rae was, Sally Fields played Norma Rae, and she was the muckraker that was going to see the women unionized so that management didn't take advantage of them. And Made in Dagenham. Dagenham is a place in England where Ford probably still has a plant manufacturing. At the time, it was, you know, it was English Fords, but, you know, American car products are often made today in China, certainly in Portugal, and in England. The Ford plant did not treat semi-skilled women laborers the same as men who were semi-skilled laborers, and they were both classified as semi-skilled laborers, and the women earned a fraction, a teeny fraction, of what the men earned. And again, there was one woman who was the muckraker. She was like the Norma Rae. And again, based on a true story, and you'll love it. And you'll also get to see English countryside, the town these people lived in, and what Dagenham was like, places in London when they go, when the women go off to London to go and meet a woman in government who also isn't being treated as well as she ought to be. But interestingly, women in high positions in government in other places in the world are a given going back for decades and well into the last century. And here it's a big deal. We're not quite as progressive as we think we are. But the Battle of the Sexes of Victoria and Abdul, the Viceroy's House, and a United Kingdom are stories about real, true historic things, but at the same time about relationships and what happens when people think they're superior to other people. And three of those stories have to do with the British. And the films are incredible. You really have to see them. And then the last one I mentioned was Paperclips, which is a story about a visionary principal, Linda Hooper, and her visionary faculty at the Whitwell Middle School in Whitwell, Tennessee, which is probably, I don't know, a couple of hours maybe from Nashville. And another, well, from Nashville to where Dollywood is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Sevierville. I think it's a 3-hour drive, but there's a 1-hour time change because the eastern part of Tennessee is in eastern time. And Nashville's in central time. So it might be a 2-hour drive with a 1-hour time change, and so, or a 3-hour drive and a 1-hour time change. Gorgeous drive, though. Oh, Tennessee's exquisite. And it's sad that their tourism people don't do more.
Once I get you up there.
Because when's the last time you heard somebody tell you, gee, you really got to go to Tennessee, other than maybe Nashville or Memphis to go to Graceland or something? Or to visit the fine folks at FedEx in Memphis. Great place. We're going to take you off to swim with manatees. If you don't know what a manatee is, look it up now so when we go into the next hour, you know what we're talking about. We're going to a plantation on Crystal River in Crystal River, Florida in the next hour. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.